This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 12:04 p.m. on Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Audrey Raj.
Avini Raj.
And on the show today, we are asking you, is there an age limit on entrepreneurship? You can get in touch with us, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio, or also we have a story on Instagram, so you can reply to that as well. That is because, you know, I came across an article recently on Technology Review about a company that is helping seniors above the age of 60, 65 on learning ways of how to, you know, go about your daily lives using technology. And some of them have actually created business out of it. And, you know, have we sort of like, you know, siloed, you know, a certain group of people in that age group away from this whole entrepreneurship? Because universities are promoting it, colleges, and, you know, we all want to embark on your entrepreneurial spirit. And most companies are technology companies or technology startups these days. But, you know, maybe there is actually an area that hasn't been tapped upon, and it could be people who are above, you know, the 55, 60, 65, because people seem to be living longer according to, you know, health reports, right? So that's our story for today. So you get in touch with us. Let us know what are your thoughts on the age limit for entrepreneurship, and also what some of the advantages that you may think people of, you know, senior citizen age would bring into the entrepreneurship spirit. Get in touch, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or Instagram and Twitter. Following that, we have another story, Ma, Pa, Kids and Robo, the family of the future.
Yes, what will the nucleus family be like in the future? Well, there may be some robotics involved there.
It sounds
as well.
Like the Jetsons.
Yeah, right. That's the first thing that came to my mind too.
And Netflix is benchmarking Hollywood technology as our final story. So remember, you can get in touch on WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram. So yeah, let's go back to that first story. Senior Planet is the company that it's in the US, and it's the tech-savviest retirement community on Earth. And I just like that name itself. This is an article that I found on technologyreview.com, and it was interesting. In, you know, I think one of the paragraphs read that the reporter that went to one of their offices, you know, found that on their glass door there was a quote that says there, you know, aging with attitude.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Mm.
And I thought that itself actually got me hooked to the article, because I think that's a very clever tagline, and it got me thinking about, actually that is pretty true. You know, we tend to look at entrepreneurship as a thing for the youth, the thing for the young kids to get onto.
I mean, like in Silicon Valley right now, I think the average age of CEOs are like in the 20s, right?
Mid-20s.
Keep getting younger. But, you know, most entrepreneurs have an average age of 40, correct?
Yeah.
40 or so. Mm. But, you know, this, we could be extending it to the older generation, because like we were talking about just before we came into the studio, Jeff, you know, they have their own pain points that they deal with today, right? So, of course, there are entrepreneurship opportunities for them too. Mm.
So, one in five that's at Senior Planet is wanting to use technology to work and also make money. They want to use Etsy and Instagram. They want to use Google Suites. They want to use Microsoft Word. They want to process payments on PayPal. They want to build a Wix website. They want to email video clips for acting auditions. They want to open stores, aim at older people like themselves. They want to launch magazines for curvy women. They want to drive around in their neighborhood for their dog grooming van services products. They have all these ideas, but generally there are these, you know, roadblocks that they would have. And this is, you know, they have this idea, but, you know, everything is so digital that they just don't know how to start onto this, right? Mm. But they have these fascinating ideas. And also, they you know, this is a quote from the article, is that they may want to reach their goals even more than younger folks do, because when you get to that certain age, your horizon is shorter. Your dreams become more critical and urgent. And that's according to Tom Campbell, who is the founder of Senior Planet. So, and that is actually pretty true. And also, you know, the average age of entrepreneurship is 40. the average age of successful entrepreneurs are above the 45-year mark. Mm. And we actually have, coming up for Merdeka, we've got stories on, entrepreneurs who stumble into this field of entrepreneurship, but came from many years of hard and gritty work in the corporate sector. Yeah. And, they've worked in the corporate sector for more than a decade, and some of them maybe even more than two decades, and then starting their entrepreneurship
journey. Their own startup and stuff.
So they're starting their companies when they're probably in their 40s or 45s and above. So what's stopping you to start a company when you're 65?
Yeah. There was a recent study by the Census Bureau and two MIT professors, and they found, they actually compiled a list of 2.7 million company founders who hired at least one employee between 2007 and 2014. So they found the average age for a startup founder is 45 years. So they are saying that a 50-year-old entrepreneur is almost twice as likely to start an extremely successful company compared to a 30-year-old.
Twice as likely?
Twice as likely. So the older you are, if you're above 50, you're more than likely to start a very successful company compared to a 30-year-old. I think it's even more for 60-year-olds. So a 60-year-old startup founder is three times as likely to found a successful startup as a 30-year-old startup founder and is 1.7 times as likely to found a startup that winds up in the top 0.1% of all companies if you're above 60.
So those are really good odds if you think about it.
Yep. I think the guy who started Starbucks. So yeah. I think he founded Starbucks after he was in his 50s, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm not sure about the story. We can verify that a bit later. But I think even he started the company when he was well into his retirement age.
Mm. And Jotham Lim just sent us a WhatsApp message. Based on that itself, I think it came from that research. He was saying that there is a research article saying that the chances of success in entrepreneurship increases significantly after the age of 45 due to experience, industry knowledge, and also connections.
Yeah.
And you think about it, these people will actually be more financially stable and be able to, have more skin in the game, put their own money in there for something that they really believe in.
Yeah. I think it's also because when you start a company at a certain age, I wouldn't say advanced age, but after retirement age, you are more financially savvy. So you're clever with your money, where to put your money. And also I think there's less peer pressure. So, when you're in your 20s, you have to succeed. You have that thing I need to be successful by 29. Because I'm going to hit the quote-unquote big 3-0 or whatever. But once you're in your, 55, 60, 65, then you're doing it for the passion, for the love of the work. Maybe you just like doing what you do. Yeah. So there's no one to pressure you into going you have to do this in 5 years. Otherwise, you're past your prime or whatever. Nobody cares.
And also it's the focus when they have developed something. You see many companies who have younger founders may tend to do many things at once because it's that race. They feel... Mm. I need to get this done. But if you see all companies that have much older founders, they seem to be very focused. It doesn't matter what is happening around them. Their company motto and vision is this, and they seem to be very focused at that. So I guess that's where also it comes into a benefit for senior people who are aged 55, 60, 65. If they are thinking of starting their own company, there is this whole benefit that we can still learn from them, right?
Yeah,
it's never the other
way
around. Even though in the digital age we feel we are teaching senior citizens about the way of how to open a Facebook account, a Gmail account and all that, but there are actually many things that we can still learn
from them.
And one of the individual that is part of Senior Planet, his name is Calvin Ramsey, and he has been toying in the insurance industry for many years, and it was in his early 50s when he decided to give his playwriting dreams one last chance. And then he wrote a play and then a children's book about the Green Book. Now, this is the mid-century guide to businesses across the US that would welcome black motorists in an era of segregation. And of course, we know what happened to it because we also have a movie out of it.
Right.
So he actually managed to get the play produced, the book published, and he actually barely knew how to send an email. So all this was done just through, you know, cold calling, you know, going to the post office runs, dropping, you know, mails, you know, pigeon mails, post mails kind of thing. And he's just doing all that using stuff that he knew of his back in his heyday.
Old school techniques.
Old school technique that still turned out to be really successful. So then he went into, he moved to New York, and where he met Brandon Stanton. He's the creator of the Humans of New York blog. And Stanton actually told him, like, you know, you should actually create a Facebook page because, you know, you have a really cool, interesting story of someone who, you know, become a playwright of something that, you know, is so crucial, and you're writing something really important. So he decided to immediately went down to Senior Planet, and the staffers there, they've helped him to set up an author's page. And just days later, he, you know, previously a man who didn't know how to send an email out, he now has 37,000 followers waiting for, you know, what's next and what is he going to write next, and engaging with his, you know, fans of his book and his
on social media.
On social media.
Yeah. You know what won Best Picture this year at the Oscars? The Green Book.
There you go.
Yeah.
So in the US, more older people than ever are working. 63% of Americans at the age of 55 to 64. 20% of those who are over 65. It's not clear whether they're doing this because they want to or because they have to. But, you know, the signs are there that, you know, people above the age of 50, 55, that, you know, Malaysians, we will go through some Malaysian stats later on, may think that, oh, that is your, you know, the prime is over once you're hit 55.
Yeah.
It's actually not really true, though. So we will be right back in just a moment. We'll speak to Jasmine Amirul Ghani. He's the co-founder of Hire.Seniors. And we will talk to them about, you know, is there an age limit to entrepreneurship? And also, we want to hear from you. Let us know, is there an age limit on entrepreneurship, on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. This is Rival Sons with Pressure and Time, BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Is there an age limit to entrepreneurship? That is our question for today. You can get in touch with us at 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or Instagram or Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Audrey Raj.
I'm Vinny Raj.
And we have one from Nash who WhatsApped in and said, never too late to start up. Yep, never too late to start up. And also Karina sent in another message saying that, you know, maybe she should wait a bit more before she starts a company, because you know what, Arf, you said what, 60s? Is 3 times more likely to success?
3 times more likely to success, and 1.7 times more likely to be in the 0.1% of all companies. Top 0.1%. Not 1%, 0.1%.
Well, you know, looks like all of us are now going to wait until we're age 60 before we start that company of ours, right? And what we're doing, not sure. We still got a couple of more years before we hit 60.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway.
Time to think.
So, like, it's interesting because, you know, in the US, there are more the people, older people working than ever before. Like, you know, I mentioned before, 63% of Americans age 55 to 64, 20% of those over the age of 65. In Malaysia, though, the young age of 56 is considered to be the onset of their sunset years. And this is according to a new study that was just released by Ipsos Malaysia, and it looks into the game changers. It is the age of face app. Do Malaysians look forward to aging? And the survey reveals that Malaysian citizens have a high level concerns about aging, and this is like a good 10 years of earlier than the global perception of, you know, onset of old age. So
Malaysians perceive people
56
to be aging
to be old.
Yeah, and then generally around the world, it's 66.
66, yeah. So we're like...
Why?
Yeah, why 56? Like what is, you know, what is making Malaysians feel like 56 is already like so sunset years?
Maybe because can withdraw EPF already, lah. So.
Probably, maybe, right?
So you go see the sunsets. You travel.
Yeah, you know, Malaysia is ranked one of the top 4 countries in the world that is worried about getting old. And for Malaysians, you know, 56 years is considered to be the onset of old age. And also 49% of Malaysians are not optimistic about getting old, while 76% of Malaysians feel that it is possible to prepare for old age. Well, you know what? Start a company.
Mm.
That is what you should do. And also, we actually got on the phone with Jasmine Amirul Ghani, the co-founder of Hire.Seniors, and we asked her, is there an age limit to entrepreneurship?
No, I don't think so. I think as long as they're able and they're willing and they have the idea and the drive, I think there should not be a limit at all. It's really up to their own drive and imagination. My parents themselves started a business after they retired, and I do know quite a number of seniors that are looking to start something after their retirement with whatever money that they've got from their pot.
So, Jasmine, is the digital nature of our world a hindrance for senior citizens looking to re-enter the working world?
I think it really would depend on the kind of job or the particular business that we're talking about. So, depending on certain jobs or businesses, yes, you would need to be digitally savvy and you know, familiar with the tech side of things. But there are other areas or jobs that, for example, those that deal with people, that I think the seniors would definitely do well in. Coming back to the tech side, I think what we see is that a lot of seniors are very open to learning new things, new skills, and they're willing to pick it up. So in terms of jobs, they're willing to learn as long as employers are willing to take them in.
So, Jasmine, what sort of areas might senior citizens have an advantage over us when it comes to the working world?
Well, for one, I think the fact that they've worked for, let's say, an average senior would have worked 30, 40 years in a particular business, right? They would have gained significant amount of working experience. So on the professional side, from a, let's say, business context or networking perspective, they would have established business contacts that they've developed over many, many years. And so from, you know, a perspective of being able to open doors, those kind of things, they would definitely excel in, say, compared to someone who's only been working for 5-10 years. Technical skills as well. So they would have accumulated a lot of experience having done, you know, the same thing for the last 30 years. They would know the ins and outs of certain areas. Customer service is another one. I think that generally they have a lot more patience than the younger generation of today. And similarly, I think with Asian values, you have the younger kids not wanting to completely ignore an older person when they approach you. So from a customer service perspective, putting a senior there could have some advantages. They also have the ability to work for shorter periods of time for, you know, to fill in gaps in terms of contingency or seasonal workforce. Similarly, they're not looking for a career path. There's no office politics, so they just come in, they get the job done, and they're happy to go when they're done with that work. From a cost advantage perspective as well, employers that do hire seniors, you're getting something like 30 years experience for a fraction of the cost. So that's an aspect that a lot of employers often do not see.
And how open have businesses in Malaysia been in getting senior citizens back to work?
So I think it's a work in progress. There are a lot of, the more enlightened employers are very, very open. From a diversity and inclusion perspective, those that are able to see the specific strengths that the seniors can bring back to the workforce, they are more than open to hire. On the HR side, they're very open as well because of diversity and inclusion. On the business side, there are some challenges, but that's an ongoing thing that we're trying to do in terms of build that awareness. And we have faith that, you know, over the next 5 to 10 years, eventually employers will start to see the benefits of why they should consider hiring seniors for specific roles. So it's not taking on roles that are meant for the younger generation. It's not replacing them at all. It's finding roles that will leverage on the strengths that the seniors can bring to that particular job.
And we had a very interesting interview with Hire.Seniors as well earlier on with Resource Center. Is that
no,
right?
It was actually an open for business, and it was great what Jasmine and Shamila, what they're doing is they've created an online job portal specifically for seniors. Mm-hmm. They help you with your CV. They help you with matching jobs with organizations. And it's not just like the big guns are really involved with Hire.Seniors. You've got your Maybank, CIMB, EPF. And, you know, Talent Corp is also on board. So they're doing some really great things for people out there who are just not done with their career. They want a second phase. They want a second shot at it. And they're going out there and getting it.
So, like, far away from the sunset years, yes, as you mentioned. Yeah, far, far away. I think the other problem is when people think about senior people who open, like, startups, or people above the age of 60 or 50 or even 40 when they start their own companies, they feel like they cater to people in that age bracket, which is also not true. Because if you look at Lululemon, Chip Wilson started the company at 42. Asa Candler, the guy who started Coca-Cola, 41. Jerry Baldwin, who started Starbucks at 42. So these are all like companies that are associated with young people, quote unquote. It's like they are youth brands and youth companies. And the founders were not youth or young when they started the company.
Just go into any Starbucks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
if you're interested to listen to Hire.Seniors, go and check out the interview on Open for Business. It's on the 19th of June. Just look up for Working After Retirement. You can find that interview there. It was a really good insight into how they bring the seniors back into the workforce. Also, you know, the article mentioned about the ageism factor in the era that we live in. And, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is like one of the culprits in this, because back in 2007 he had this infamous assertion that said young people are just smarter. But, you know, clearly, you know, that's, you know, not necessarily true. But, you know, there are people who are off in this senior bracket that have a lot more, as Jasmine pointed out earlier, to offer into the working force.
I guess, you know, we know a lot more about Mark Zuckerberg today than we did about 10 years
ago. He knows a lot about us.
That's both ways.
But
maybe it's just this whole thing about how, you know, if you're older, you just can't keep up with this digital age, which is really not true. And I guess that's where, you know, companies like Senior Planet are really trying to fill that gap, right? Now, they're trying to get the seniors back on. And I mean, these things today are kind of, they're not really very difficult to understand, but they just need some coaching, someone to show you how to do it. Yeah. And sometimes maybe the youngsters just don't have the patience to do it with the older folk, right? Mm. But if you have companies like this around, they could definitely compete.
Yeah, and you know, Senior Planet, they really teach, you know, they've got so many different classes. Mm. It all started with the idea of just having, you know, teaching old people about technology, and they created it. They call OATS, Older Aging Technology Services. So it's more of just going around teaching people, and then from there it started, like, maybe we should actually have hubs. And, you know, that's where Senior Planet came about, and now they conduct classes, you know, in the mornings, in the afternoons, in the evenings, on how to build a Wix website, how to do Google Analytics, how to create I guess like a whole co-working space around Google Suites or Microsoft Word and the Office 360 platform, you know, utilizing all the services that can enable anyone, no matter age, to just start their own company. And now you've got people selling things on Etsy. You know, you've got, you know, services that go around neighborhoods in a van, dog grooming services that go around in a van, and they use technology services to help them. And all this came from, you know, learning via Senior Planet. Maybe there's something that we could do in this part of the region as well.
Yeah, I think it helps when they hear stories of other, like, older people hearing stories of other people doing things, because we only hear about the young guys. Look, you mentioned Mark Zuckerberg. You know, he's super famous. He started Facebook in a college dorm. Yeah. And then we hear about the guys who started Google, and, you know, there's YouTube and there's Twitter. They're all under the age of 30. But you never talk about the people above the age of 45 or 55 or 60 who started their companies, because it's not sensational.
Yeah.
Mm. So, you know, like platforms like this, when older people hear about other older people doing things, you know, it inspires them. And, you know, it helps to have that communal effect.
And also, you know, looking at the Ipsos Malaysia study earlier, you know, maybe we Malaysians need to just change our mindset and start to think of aging with attitude.
I like that. With attitude. Get in touch with us. Let us know your thoughts on aging with attitude, the age limit for entrepreneurship. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or Instagram, Twitter. It's at BFM Radio. This is the Boo Ratlist with Wake Up Boo, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.